Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As I said a few moments ago, the text for our sermon this morning is our epistle reading from Paul's second letter to Timothy. Our epistle reading this morning continues what we've been hearing for the past 3 weeks or so, Paul's second letter to Timothy. You may remember when we first started looking at this letter, we noted that Paul is nearing the end of his life. So he's writing one last letter to his young friend, Timothy. These are the last things that Paul wants to be able to tell him. One of the things that Paul says to Timothy, I want to highlight for us this morning, is something that you all probably learned at one time, and maybe you even had to memorize it. Paul writes, all scripture is breathed out by God. Breathed out. Inspired. God breathed. The scriptures come from God. Even if they were written by the hands of men with quills and ink on paper and parchment, they did not come from men. The scriptures are God's voice, breathed out by Him. God breathed out. He spoke the words of the scriptures. So the scriptures are not man's words or woman's words or even angel's words. They are God's words. Paul tells Timothy that all scripture is breathed out by God. All scripture is God's word. That was important to know back then, and it is probably even more important to know that today. Because today, it is very popular, and we might possibly even say fashionable, to claim that some parts of the scriptures are God's word, and other parts are not God's word. Or to say something like this, the writers of the Bible were influenced by their own prejudices and biases. So some of the things that they wrote were just their own opinions and not really God's word. Have you ever heard anyone say that? Or have you ever said that yourself? There are whole churches that teach that. Entire denominations. That's why many churches and church bodies have started saying that the Bible contains God's word instead of the Bible is God's word. Well, what's the difference? The Bible contains God's word. That's true, isn't it? That sounds good. So what's wrong with that? About a year ago, we ordered some new books for our church library over there at St. Peter. And those books arrived in a box when they came. You could say the box contained the books. But you know what? The box also contained a packing slip. And the box contained an advertisement for some other books. And the box contained those plastic balloon things that are filled with air that keep things from sliding around. I don't know what you're supposed to call those, but they were in there too. The point is this, the box contained the books, yes, but it also contained other things that were not books. So if we say that the Bible contains God's word, that means that God's word is in there, yes, but it also means there's other stuff in there too. It's not God's word. So Paul tells us this morning that all scripture, not just some parts of it, not even most of it, all of it, all scripture is breathed out by God. Because if some parts of the scripture were God's word and other parts were not, how would you know? How could you tell which parts are and which parts are not? Well, I suppose people could tell you all kinds of techniques and procedures to follow in order to determine which parts are God's word and which parts are not God's word. But when you boil it all down, what they all amount to is this. The parts that I like, those parts are God's word. The parts that I don't like, well, those parts are not God's word. The parts that I don't like, well, those are just the prejudices and biases of the human writers. The parts that fit and coincide with the way I already see the world, those parts are God's Word. And the parts that don't, aren't. And if we were to look at history and see how this idea plays out once it is accepted, we'd notice that once people accept the idea that not everything in the Bible is God's Word, what happens over time is that the parts of the Bible that they say really are God's Word become less and less. And the parts of the Bible that they say are not God's Word over time becomes more and more. So Paul tells us this morning in no uncertain terms, all Scripture is breathed out by God. And we need to know that. Because he warns us, the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching. But having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. And will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. I'm sure you probably have heard those verses before too. And Paul is not just talking about people outside the church when he warns us. He is talking about people outside the church a little bit, but not just them. Because he says that these people will turn away from listening to the truth. So if they are turning away from listening to the truth, that means that at one time they did listen to the truth. So this warning is mainly about Christians and people who call themselves Christians, who gather around themselves teachers to twist the scriptures to fit with what they want. This is not mainly about non-Christian teachers teaching non-Christian religions. This is about Christians and Christian teachers twisting the scriptures so that they'll fit with what we already think or with what we want, what we desire. This is a temptation and a tendency that every one of us has to deal with. Every single one of us, even me, especially me. I'll show you what I mean. When you are reading the scriptures or hearing the scriptures read to you and you read or hear something that challenges you, something that goes against the grain of the way you think, something that goes against the way that you live your life, something like wives submit to your husbands or something like forgive your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Or something like, whoever would be my disciple must take up his cross and follow me. Something that doesn't fit with the way you look at the world. Something that doesn't fit with the way that you live your life or the way that you think or the things that you do. Or something that goes against the grain of the way our society teaches us to think and act and be. When we read or hear something in God's Word like that, what is your first reaction to it? Well, I know what your first reaction is to it because it's the same as my first reaction to it. I hear the thing in God's Word that goes against the way that I already think or live or act, and I think to myself, how can I take this part of God's Word that I just heard and twist it a little bit so that it fits? Twist it a little bit so that it goes away or that it fits with what I'm already doing, what I already think or how I already react. And maybe we don't even consciously realize that we're doing it. How can I make this fit with how I'm already living my life? That's our natural inclination and tendency. But the truth is, if I read or hear something in God's Word, in the Scriptures, in the Bible, that does not fit with what I already think, that means I need to change what I think. Because it means that my thinking is wrong. Because all scriptures are breathed out by God. And I am a sinful man with a sinful heart and a sinful mind. If something in the scriptures does not coincide with what I already believe, that means I need to change what I believe. If something in the scriptures contradicts how I live, how I act, then that means I need to change that thing about how I live, how I act. not try to figure out how to twist it so that it fits with what I'm already doing. So that I can continue living the way I want to, thinking the way I want to, believing the way I want to. So if I have come to church week after week, Sunday after Sunday, hearing God's word read and proclaimed, and I have never once thought to myself, maybe I need to change my thinking about this or about that. Or if I have never once thought, maybe I need to change something about how I live. Maybe I need to start doing this, or maybe I need to stop doing that. I'm not talking about having to think that every single Sunday, but I mean, if I've come every Sunday for 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, and in 50 years I've never once thought, maybe I need to change something about how I think, or about what I do, or about how I act. Maybe I haven't really been listening. Maybe I've been doing exactly what Paul has been warning me about, twisting the scriptures here or there so that they fit with what I'm already doing or already think or already believe so that I don't have to change. But we are all sinful people, every one of us, with sinful hearts and sinful minds. Yes, even we Christians still have sin that clings to us. And Paul tells us that all scripture is breathed out by God. So we should expect that some things that the scriptures say should challenge us and make us change the way we think or the way we act. And if they never have and never do, maybe we haven't been listening. Because these same scriptures are able to make you wise for salvation in Christ Jesus. Because these scriptures are about Jesus. That's the point of them. That's the rock bottom truth. And when the scriptures get twisted, eventually Jesus gets twisted. If we say that not everything in the scriptures is God's word, eventually we end up with a different Jesus, a made up Jesus, a Jesus that does not save anybody. And Jesus is the only Savior that there is. That's why Paul says, continue in what you have learned. Salvation is through faith in Jesus and only in Jesus. These scriptures, God spoke them. He breathed them out. Not to teach us about some cool things that happened a long time ago. Not so that we could pass some kind of doctrine test or get an A in confirmation class. No. He breathed out the scriptures to teach us about Jesus. To point us to Jesus. To give us faith in Jesus. So all of the history in the scriptures, and there is a lot of history in the scriptures, is all true, and it all points to Jesus. It's all true because it is all about the one who is the way and the truth and the life. And all of the doctrine in the scriptures, all of the doctrine in the Bible, and there's a lot of doctrine in the Bible, it's all true, and it all revolves around Jesus. And it's all about Jesus. Jesus is the center of all doctrine or teaching, and all doctrine is about Him. That is why we need these scriptures, all of them, pure and untwisted, because it is in them that we find Jesus. That's why Paul, throughout this whole letter, as we have heard many times, has been so insistent that Timothy hold fast to this word, no matter what comes. To teach it faithfully and to pass it down to others. You know, in both the Hebrew and the Greek languages, the word for breathe and the word for spirit is the same. Same word. The scriptures are God-breathed, God-spirited. God's spirit is in His word to bring Jesus to you. Jesus, whom Paul says will judge the living and the dead, this same Jesus is your Savior. He took your sins away and has given you the life that never ends. It's all there in the scriptures, breathed out by God for you. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.